Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Heading into, or already at, I'm just going to check my calendar to see. Oh yeah, we're already in a new year. And happy fucking new year. Happy 2019. Okay, so I wanted to come in because this time last year, Lisa and I on the Keeping Good Company podcast did an episode around our word for the year. And to be honest, I was kind of a bit like, fuck off with your word for the year. I had chosen words for the year before and I had not really ever, you know, nothing had really happened with it. It was just like a tokenism. Oh yeah, choose my word for the year. Tick. You know, it wasn't actually something that I embodied or did anything with. So the end of the year would come up and I'd be like, oh yeah, remember I said that word joy? So anyway, I had decided, I think on two words for this year, when I just said, okay, let's fucking do the word of the year. And I got more of an understanding about, you know, setting the intention of a word is about. Like, it's not just about tokenism. It's about being deeply connected to what you want to create and allowing that to be a guide. And so my two words were honor. I wanted to honor myself. I wanted to honor my feelings. I wanted to honor my voice. And the other word was pleasure, because I had never really felt safe in pleasure. Of any kind. And I was always like, oh, too much, overwhelmed, too much, and shutting it down, right? Whether that was an orgasm or listening to a beautiful piece of music, I had gotten to the point where pleasure, I did not have any capacity for it. And I wanted to work on that. And so, my God, what a fucking pleasurable year where I 100% honored myself. So I've come to the end of this year and I'm like, well, that there's something actually in that word of the fucking year thing. So I thought I would just come on and give you a quick overview of what has been the hugest year of my life and invite you to come up with your own word, right? So at the beginning of the year, I was in an okay place. I remember having a bit of fear because we had had such an incredible mastermind the year before, and Lisa and I were going into this next mastermind, and I was all the doubt. I was all the self-doubt. I didn't know that we could pull it off again. We were increasing the price and changing our market a bit, and I was just like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And we ended up getting half the people that we had anticipated, but moving ahead anyway. And it was an incredible year with those women. And I'm really, honestly sad that it's over, because I've loved the time that we spent together. And I'm so grateful for that experience. So we did the mastermind, and we were doing Keeping Good Company. And I don't think I really did much else. I just kind of, oh, I closed my email list. That was one thing I did. So I decided that I was going to close Radcasters. I shut down my email marketing list, completely closed it, deleted it, and just trusted that I wouldn't need anything that was there. And so that was really big. So I guess the first 6 months was about the mastermind and really clearing the decks. So it was about honoring what feels good. And in that time, on a personal but also business level, I bought a ukulele. I started back at singing lessons. I started working with my kinesiologist, Tara, on these ideas of pleasure and expression and creativity. That's really been, I guess, what I figured out was where I get pleasure from is through expression and creativity. And so I really dove into those topics all year. And so started my singing lessons, started learning the ukulele, and I started going to kinesiology. So that was all good. In March, come on, Bill, I had an event. Oh my God, like I did an event with Bronnie Ware, Shara Carruthers and Marcus Pierce in Byron called One Day in Byron Bay. And I was the headliner, which was freaky because I'd never really done anything like that before. And it was a homecoming. I stood up on that stage and I felt alive. I was covered in goose pimples from head to toe. I was totally present in it. It just felt, oh, so amazing. So amazing to be present in my pleasure. And so that happened. And then in July, I did Find Your Freak. And I was kind of toying with what I could do. You know, like, what did I want to do this year? I wanted to explore a bit of one-on-one coaching, which I did. And I have loved that. Even though I'd had resistance around working one-on-one, it's where I feel the most, I don't know, I really enjoy diving deep, you know? So working one-on-one or in small groups is definitely where it's at for me. So I explored it and I loved coaching. I learned some little things about the way I want to do it and the kinds of people that I want to work with, which was amazing. And I was blessed enough to work with some pretty incredible humans this year. So, you know, so that was really good. And then I came up with this idea of like, what would be totally on my frequency? You know, like that was the other thing I started. I started working with Kelly Brown around finding clarity on my message and what I'm here for. And that really opened up this idea of frequency, you know, staying on your frequency, figuring out what it was. And from there, I thought, well, it would be cool to do like a podcast. Speaking is actually my preferred method of expression. It's my art. So what if I was to, instead of create another online course, what if I was to create a paid podcast? And just do a podcast a day, helping people connect to and find their frequency. And so that was incredible. That was so fun. It was, a month. There was like 30 people who did it. It was a month of absolute fun, and I loved it. I loved it, and it was challenging too, because showing up every day and recording a podcast every day for a month is a commitment, right? So it's not that there wasn't any self-doubt present or any, like, you know, feels. There were still feels, but overall it felt really good. And then at the end of July, I went to the Hay House Writers Workshop, and they were all talking about audiobooks, and I'd thought to myself, and actually, Ellie, who is in the Show Up Speak Up group, and a really old friend of mine, she had said to me at the first mastermind retreat this year, she came up to take some photos of the women, and she had said to me, is your book an audiobook? And I was kind of like, oh, interesting. And then when I went to Hay House and they were talking about audiobooks, I was like, yeah, you know what? I think it is an audiobook. And so I announced it and recorded it and sold it. And it was such a relief to just close that chapter. You know, this book I had been writing for 3 years, just close the chapter on it and give it a home so I could move on to the next creation. And so then what happened? Well, then I decided to relaunch Radcasters, but not in the way that I had before. Just rebuild the course for the people who have already done it, so it's sitting there, and just have it open there if anyone wanted to join, because it's a fucking great course and the content is amazing and it literally has everything you need. Not just how to record, what to record with, how to edit, how to create an intro and outro, but also how to do it when you're afraid. You know, the emotional side of things is covered as well. So it's not just a technical how-to, it's also an emotional support thing. And so I started to, when I dove back into it, I started to explore working one-on-one with people in this capacity. And I've been working with a few now, and I fucking love it. It's like the best thing ever. We work together, well, it depends, but I'm working with some people on more long-term basis. So some clients who are 6 months, one who is 12 months and they just renew at the end of the year, and I help produce their podcast as well. And these people are incredible humans. So I'm really blessed to do that. And then I'm doing this 1 month kind of Radcasters where we work through everything together with you going live at the end of our month together, which I have been so loving. It's been the fucking best. So while the online course is kind of just sitting there, you know, I haven't got a sales funnel. I don't promote it all the time. In fact, I rarely promote it. You know, I'm just in this place of trust. Like the people are coming to me. So that feels really good. And so there was the Radcasters relaunch, and then Lisa and I made the big decision to stop the Keeping Good Company podcast and our mastermind and just go off and do our own thing together. And that was huge and sad, even though we're both better off for it and it ended totally, you know, with totally good. It was sad, you know, because we had created something, and those 18 months to 2 years that we've been doing it, so much has gone down, you know, in personally, like it has been a huge couple of years. So closing the chapter on that felt really sad, but then out of it came Frequency, which is my mastermind for next year, which I'm just so excited about. Working with people intimately again on that really deep level to help them move through and shift their shit so that they can show up in the world on their frequency. And that just feels so incredible. Oh, and my retreat. So my retreat is happening in March, and there's one spot left. So it feels just really amazing. Plus, not only has all that work stuff happened, I have done Facebook Lives where I've been playing my ukulele and singing, which you just do not understand, or maybe you do, how freeing that has been. I remember the first live that I did in Show Up Speak Up, where I played the ukulele and sang, and I saw all the love hearts coming up on the screen while I was doing the live, and I was just so blown away and relieved that I started crying after I finished singing. It's that has been the thing that has blown me wide open, is reconnecting to my voice and stop judging myself while I'm creating. You know, the relief of just singing. Oh, I can't even explain it. So since then, I've done a few Facebook Lives where I've played my uke and sung a song, or put it on Instagram. I did an Instagram post recently of me singing a Magic Dirt song. You know, if anything, my favorite thing this year has been singing. Singing, using my voice. I mean, it's all been amazing. The expression piece. I've also come back to art and have been exploring different mediums and having some more fun. You know, Mabes and I do regular art and craft stuff. I never thought I'd be a crafty mum, but I love it. I love it. When we have a level of acceptance where it's like, you know, this could be a fucking mess and it might only last 10 minutes, but I'll take it, because creating with Mabel connects me back to this childlike me that just loved to create. And that is my pleasure. You know, me honoring myself is about me owning that I'm a creative being, and this is how I want to show up in the world. And so if I think about those two words, I've definitely lived a year that has very much aligned with pleasure and honoring myself. And for that, I'm so grateful to me. I don't know if you're in shop, speak up, you might have seen that, or just on Facebook, you might have seen that video that does the rounds, and it's of Snoop Dogg, and he's up on a podium accepting award, and he says, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for showing up. I want to thank me for doing the work. I want to thank, you know, and that's what I feel like this year has been for me. Yes, I've had support around me. Yes, I've paid for that support. You know, I have invested in a support team around me. My kinesiologist, my singing teacher, my clarity coach, you know, they're all parts of a support crew that I need in order to be able to show up as my frequency. And that, it just feels like 2018, it was a big year, it was an emotional year. Sure, there was self-doubt and there was a lot of shit that I moved through, but overall, those two words definitely sum up my year. So it's got me to thinking about next year. Oh God. And now I'm back in this place, like, what's the right word? What word should I choose? And I'm not 100% sure yet, because it, for me here, it's only the 11th of December. I'm getting a few episodes in the can because over Christmas I want and need to be present with my family. And so I don't want to be on holidays thinking, oh God, I've got to get a podcast episode out there. So I'm going to sit and ruminate on the words for a little while, but I feel like it's got something to do with connection and something maybe around that. Like, I feel like, you know, honoring was a word that I'd taken from 2017 into 2018. And I feel like a word that I'm going to take from 2018 into 2019 is expression. You know, this creative expression, self-expression, that I want that to be a piece for sure. I think I also want an element of joy, you know? Joy, why not? Why not? And connection. I have events on my board for next year, creative expression events, and my mastermind, obviously. And I want to connect with new people and, I don't know, build new friendships and have a lighter experience than perhaps the previous few years have been. It's been very much doing the work, and now I'm ready to be a little lighter and enjoy the fruits of my labor. So what are your words for 2019 going to be? And what has your story been? I would love to hear from you. If you want to jump in the Show Up Speak Up group and share what the highlights of your year have been and what words you're playing with for 2019, I can help you get clear on that too. So feel free to, you know, put what you're ruminating on in the group, and I'm more than happy to always give my feedback. And if you are looking to, you know, make 2019 the year that you get your voice out there via a podcast, or you want to move through some of your shit and see what's actually possible when you're on your frequency, then reach out to me, because there are opportunities to work together, whether it is on, you know, in the Radcasters sense of it, getting actually physically creating a podcast together, whether it is, you know, there may still be a spot in my mastermind. I don't know, because it's December and this will be January, so a lot can happen in that time. And there's always opportunities to work with me one-on-one. So connect with me in Show Up, Speak Up, and I wish you all the most amazing luck in the world and joy and pleasure and self-expression and creativity for 2019. Happy New Year. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook, or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.